In the previous pasuk, David spoke of Hashem having acted wondrously for our forefathers in their days, and now he goes on to explain what these actions were. You with your hand did drive out the nations. By your will and power, you cast out the two kings of Emor on the other side of the Yarden and all the other things inside the land of Israel. Afterwards, after you did break and batter the peoples and did cast them out, you did plant them, you settled our forefathers there. Some perceive a reference to the Girgashi people who voluntarily abandoned the country for another location. Some read Patishlochem as put to the sword rather than cast out. Similarly, we find the expression Bishalach Yavor, they will perish by the sword, a pasuk that's found in Iyov. We inherited the land of Israel not through our own might, but because you with your own hand did drive out the nations. You who created the world, you did plant them, you gave the land to those other nations, then you gave it to Klal Yisrael. Therefore they cannot say to us, you are robbers. It was not through some intermediate cause or by a natural process that the nations were driven out, but by supernatural means. You alone by yourself with your hand, and not through patterns in nature. Literally the word Tera means to you do evil. That is to say, you did batter the peoples because they were evil. For the Canaanites practice abominations, passing their sons and daughters through fire and the like, as it says in Chumash Devarim, but on account of the weaknesses of these nations, Hashem your God does drive them out from before you. Thereby God fulfilled his promise to the others that the land would be given to their descendants. Pasuk Dalit, Pasuk 4. Ki loy becharbom yorshu oris uz ro'am lo hoshi olamo ki yemincho uzo acho ve'or penecho ki ritzizam. For not by their own sword did they get the land in possession, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you were favorable to them. David explains what he said above. You with your hand did drive out the nations, for not by their own sword they get the land in possession, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you were favorable to them. You want to them, Klal Yisrael, and not the others. There were two reasons for Israel's success in acquiring the land. One is that Hashem waged war on their behalf, as when the wall of Yericho collapsed, hence but your right hand and your arm. The second factor was the fear that seized those nations when they saw that Hashem favored Israel. As Rachav said, I know that Hashem has given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away because of you. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshua. There's also an allusion to the future when Hashem will favor the Jewish people. He will bring them back to the land and cause the light of your countenance to rest in the holy temple. As it says, you in your merciful loving kindness have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. To win a war requires weapons, as well as strength and valor on the part of the warriors. Corresponding to the first, he says, for not by their own sword do they get the land in possession. The sword is simply mentioned as an example. Nor was their victory due to valor and strength, neither did their arms save them. This is also an indication that the Jews themselves were not deserving of this divine help, neither did their own arms save them. Thus it says, nor for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go to possess their land, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Nor did conquest of the land come about through concealed miracles, but by manifest miracles, the light of your countenance was openly revealed. The Torah says, happy are you, O Israel, a people saved by Hashem, the shield of your help, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. And here it says, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance. Similarly it says, that caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moshe, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu, and it says, and Hashem goes before them by day, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemot. For you were favorable to them. Simri says, nor for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go to possess the land, a pasuk found in Chumash Devarim. Hashem simply wanted them without any reason. Our sages teach, Sihon the king of Emor was as difficult to defeat as a tower fortress. When he sat on the wall of his fortress, his legs reached out to the ground, and no creature could stand up to him. What did Hashem do? He bound Sihon's angelic counterpart on high and cast it down, placing it in Moshe's hand. Accordingly, David says here, "For not by their sword did they get the land in possession, neither did their own arm save them. If not for your help, they could not have prevailed against those nations. The light of your countenance, without the light of God's countenance in the land, it is of no value to acquire possession of the land." Pasuk 5. Atohu Malki Elikim Tzave Yeshua's Yaakov. You are my King, O Hashem, command the deliverance of Yaakov. Speaking in the name of the congregation of Israel, David says, "You are my King, O Hashem. You performed all those miracles for our ancestors. Just as you were my King then, so now too you are my King. You are Hashem, the true judge. Just as you helped our fathers in earlier times, you will also help us now. So command the deliverance of Yaakov. You promised that the Jewish people will not perish, as it says a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, yet will I not make a full end of you." Another interpretation says, thus did David speak when in a prophetic vision he beheld the Egyptians' exile and offered a prayer for us. "O Hashem, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, and fathers do not lie to their sons." He had also heard the same thing from Achiah Hashiloni, who had participated in the exodus from Mitzrayim. The chain of transmitted tradition was reliable, especially since it was so short. What was passed on by this tradition, that you, with your hand, did drive out the nations, the Canaanite kings, and you did plant other kings there, all for the sake of our people. You did battle the peoples, the Egyptians, and did cast them out. Our fathers then told us to not by their own sword that they get the land in possession, neither their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you were favorable to them. Hashem had also helped him personally, and David refers to his victorious battles. Indeed, his ascent to the throne came from Hashem, for the kingdom is Hashem's, and he granted him dominion over his people, as it says, "But I have anointed my king on Zion." David also prayed for the future, "Command the deliverance of Yaakov. For through you do we push down our adversaries, through your name do we tread them under that rise against us." Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. V'chod tzoreinu naganeach, naageach, v'shimcho nobuz kameinu. Through you do we push down our adversaries, through your name do we tread them under that rise against us. With your help we can push down our adversaries and keep them from harming us. The Torah says similarly about the descendants of Yosef. His horns are like the horns of a wild ox. With them he will push the peoples all together to the ends of the earth. Pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. Through your name we will tread down and weaken those that rise against us. The numerical value of the word Bechor is equal to the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet, which is 22. And our sages inferred that to you, Bechor, refers to the Torah. By means of the Torah, we will subdue all who rise against us and against our faith. Just as the Jews once obtained possession of the land, but not by their sword, so we plead that now too our deliverance come through you. Through you we should vanquish our adversaries, and through your name we should tread them under that rise against us. Hence David goes on to say, "For I do not trust in my bow, neither can my sword save me." We do not trust in our own strength and valor to take us out of Golus, but rely on the help and the might of Hashem. Similarly, Yaakov said, "I have given to you one portion more than your brothers, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow." A pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. Our Chachamim teach that he meant through prayer and petition. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Ki hoshatani mitzoreinu umisaneinu hevishosa. But you have saved us from our adversaries and have put them to shame that hate us. Many times you helped our fathers, and in exile you helped us whenever our adversaries rose up to annihilate us. You put to shame those who hate us by frustrating their plans. Because I have not put my trust in my bow, nor relied upon my sword to save me. As we learned in the previous passage, it says the congregation of Israel, you have saved us from our adversaries. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Melekim hilalnu kol hayom yeshimcha le'olam lo desela. In God we have gloried all day, and we will give thanks to your name forever. When we were in Gullus and oppressed by our enemies, we gloried in the fact that we are your nation and you will save us from their hands. Even in Gullus, your name would not leave our mouths, but we will give thanks to your name forever. When we are victorious in battle, we do not ascribe the victory to ourselves, but we glory in Hashem all day. We count the numerous acts of beneficence that he performed for us, and we continue to give thanks to his name forever. Even as we knew long ago that our victories were not due to our bows and swords and righteousness, so at this time too, we know that when you saved us from our adversaries, our deliverance was not due to our righteousness. It came through your power. Just as we glorified your name then, so we glorify your name today. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Af zanachta v'tachlimenu loyseitze b'tzivoseinu. Yet you have cast off and brought us to confusion and shame, and you do not go forth with our host. Do not imagine that we hold fast to our faith only in times of victory and prosperity. We do not glorify and praise his blessed name only then. We do so under the most dire conditions, and David goes on to describe those conditions. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten you, neither have we been false to your covenant. The present pasuk is thus the continuation of what he said above. Although you have cast us off and brought us confusion, and you do not go forth with our hosts, still we give thanks to your name forever. When salvation is far off, in our confusion we are exposed to the ridicule of our enemies, we continue to say constantly, Hashem will deliver us. When we tell our enemies, then you will lead our hosts, and you do not go forth with our hosts, even then we praise your name. Another interpretation says, the singer voices his complaint that despite our trust and anticipated deliverance, not only does it not come, but you have cast us off and put us in the hands of our enemies to afflict us. We continue to suffer humiliation so long as the deliverance is remote from us. Even when you do not bodily afflict us, the very fact that you have cast us off and have hidden your countenance from us, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu, brings us shame. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Teshiveinu ochor minitzor umisan eini shosu lomor. You make us to turn back from the adversary, and they that hate us spoil at their will. When you do not deliver us, our courage dissipates, and we run for our lives at the sight of an adversary. Any one of them then plunders our possessions for himself. A subtle reading yields the interpretation. In exile, the Jewish people dread most when the nations wage war against one another. All law and order breaks down, and Israel is then abandoned to the whims of the populace. Thus David says here, make us to turn back from the adversary. That is, keep the nations from becoming each other's adversaries. For when they that hate us fight one another, they inflict the most terrible calamity upon us, even as they spoil and plunder each other. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Tidneini kitzoin ma'achol uvagoyim zerisonu. You have given us like sheep to be eaten, and you have scattered us among the nations. In terror before the sword of war, we scatter here, there, and everywhere. Instead of being the flock shepherded by Shem, everything is turned upside down for us. For you have given us among the nations like sheep to be eaten. You scattered us among the nations even further, to all the ends of the earth. On the one hand, you have given us like sheep to be eaten, but on the other hand, unlike sheep, who at least have the advantage that they stay together in the flock, you have scattered us among the nations. Like sheep to be eaten, the same thought as expressed earlier. they eat up my people as they eat bread. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Timkor amcha v'lohon v'lo ribisa bimchi rehem. You sell your people for small gain, and you have not set their prices high. Our exile has lasted so long, it is as if you have sold us away. But whereas the merchant will take money for his goods, you are different. As it says, the dust says Hashem, you were sold for nothing, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. You have not set their prices high because you have no lack of money. As it says, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. It's a pasuk that's found later on in Tehillim. Nor have you increased your wealth from the prices you did receive for us. The singer describes Hashem's abandonment of us as if he had sold us for almost no money. Nor did he set a high price for us. Usually when one sells undesirable merchandise, it is sold on credit. And for this reason, the price is set high. But it is otherwise with you. Although you sold us for small gain, little cash, you did not add to the price as one would expect. As a result, you made us a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those around about us. They all speak about us with scorn. There is an allusion here to what Ahasuerus said to Haman. The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you, as we find this in Megillas Esther. For he hated the Jews even more than Haman. Similarly, David says here, you sell your people for no gain, below coin. The sale was made, but the money to be received for us was returned. Because you have sold us for no gain, we are abandoned and are like sheep without a shepherd. We therefore become food to be eaten by the beast of prey. When something is sold for a high price, the buyer shows concern for his purchase that cost him so much money. But here the terrible thing is that we have been sold for small gain. Our condition is so absolutely deplorable, we have found no buyers to take us. As the Torah said, there you will be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man will buy you, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. You will sell your people for no gain. This happened at the time of forced conversions, when no ransom was high enough to redeem us, and they killed us without mercy. Although a time will come when they will pay for what they did to us, there is no retribution great enough to recompense for the 10 martyrs killed by Hadrian. As our sages have said, in place of brass I will bring silver, but there is no substitute for Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14, says, Simeini cherpum nishcheinenu lag vakeles lisvivosenu. You make up a taunt to our neighbors, a mockery and a scorn to those around about us. We are taunted everywhere, a mockery and a scorn to those round about us. No nation has wanted to accept us, for that would expose them to scorn and ridicule. Nor were we permitted to reside in certain cities. We were regarded with such scorn and derision that they would not even permit us to dwell round about them. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Tasimeini Moshal Bagoyim Menod Rosh Balumim. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. Whenever anything unfortunate or shameful happens, the nations refers to it by speaking of the Jewish people. When they hear of our downfall, they shake their heads in mockery. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16, Kol Hayom Klimasi Negdi Uvoshes Panai Kisasni. All day my confusion, humiliation is before me, and the shame of my face covers me. My humiliation not only faces me, but it affects my body, for the shame of my face covers me, when I hear the voice of him that reviles and blasphemes. As we will learn the next pasuk. All day my confusion is before me. It refers to personal afflictions. But when I hear the voice of him that reviles and blasphemes, then the shame of my face covers me from head to toe. Once again, the singer depicts the evils of exile that will afflict the Jewish people. No matter how very long the exile lasts, they will continue to taste its bitterness. Even if the exile continues so long that you make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. Still, all day my confusion and humiliation are before me, and the shame of my face covers me. I never become accustomed to the exile. It remains as freshly painful as if it began yesterday. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Mikol mechorev u'megadev b'mnei oyev u'misnakim. For the voice of him that reviles and blasphemes because of the enemy and avenger. For the voice of him that reviles and blasphemes the one on high. As it says earlier similar, while they say to me all the day, where is your God? They shout in the loud voice of an avenger. They seek to avenge themselves against us as if we had wronged them. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Kol zois bo'asnu v'lo shechachanucha. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten you, neither have we been false to your covenant. Despite all this hardship and suffering which has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten you. Although we behold the well-being of the nations while we remain in exile, neither have we been false to your covenant, so it is fitting that you have mercy on us. The covenant also refers more specifically to the covenant of circumcision. If we have not forgotten you, it is because we never neglected to perform the mitzvah of circumcision. Thereby, David emphasizes the greatness of the Jewish people. When other peoples prosper, they serve their gods in the false belief that their gods help them materially. But when they are in trouble, if it comes to pass that they go hungry, then they fret themselves and curse their gods. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. With the Jewish people, it is the other way around. When they prosper, it says about them, Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. But when in trouble, O Hashem, they have sought you. Pasuk found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Accordingly, the singer says here, remember our love for you. We have remained steadfast when in trouble. Neither have we been false to your covenant. We did not abandon the covenant of circumcision, the covenant of Sinai, the Torah, and the covenant of the Shabbos. These three things will never be abandoned by the Jewish people, as hinted to at in the Pasuk in Chumash Bereishis, that the land may not be desolate. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Lo nosog ochor libeinu vateit ashurenu mini orchechon. Our heart has not turned back, neither have our steps strayed from your path. Not only by our deeds have we not been false to your covenant, but also in thought. Our heart has not turned back, neither have our steps strayed from your path. We have not strayed from your way, but kept the commandment of the Torah to walk in his ways, a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim. To the superficial eye, it may appear that we have forgotten the name of Hashem, but in our heart, we have remained strong in our faith. Assuredly then, Hashem who tries the reins and the heart, a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu, will search this out, for he knows the secret of the heart. The singer praises the nation of Israel. Due to the hardships and the exile, she has departed from Hashem's path, yet she has remained steadfast in her faith. Some did not withstand the test. They forgot Hashem by stretching out their hands to a strange god, as it says, and there you will serve other gods of wood and stone, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Although the Jewish people are compelled by their enemies to serve alien gods, the good inclination is not lost. It is consciously present and enduring. Pasuk Chof, Pasuk 20. Yidizonim v'mokum tanim v'tchas olenu b'tzalmovis. Though you have crushed us into a place with jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. Although you have cast us down into a land of deserts and pits, like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, a place of jackals, and you covered us with the shadow of death, nevertheless we have not forgotten your name. The nations who crush the Jewish people are likened to vicious jackals. The singer offers an apology for his people. There were times of misery and affliction when our steps strayed from your paths, but that was because you crushed us in a place of jackals. Savage oppressors, vicious as jackals, forced themselves upon us and covered us with the shadow of death. In the time of the Holocaust in Europe during World War II, great multitudes of our people were confined in concentration camps in darkness and in the shadow of death. Some say that this Torah refers to the Babylonian exile. By divine insight, David foresaw that the people of Israel would be exiled to Babel, where they worshipped the Tanim, the jackal idol. Another interpretation is that the pasuk literally means the vicious jackal. Because you crushed us in the place of jackals, we were so totally taken up defending ourselves against these vicious creatures that we could not defend ourselves against the enemies. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Pasuk 21. Im shachachnu shem elakeinu v'nifros kapenu le'el zor. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread forth our hands to a strange God, in keeping with what he said earlier, all this is come upon us. Yet have we not forgotten you. David continues here, it is as if we had forgotten the name of our God, corresponding to neither have our steps strayed from your path, he says, or spread forth our hands to a strange God. We have beheld the peaceful existence of the nations who do not believe in you, while we, the faithful, are wretched and driven. Nonetheless, we had not forgotten the name of our God to join up with them. Not even a single divine thought entered our hearts. Even under coercion, we did not spread forth our hands to a strange God, but allowed ourselves to be killed. Pasuk Chof Beis, Pasuk 22. Halo Elikim Yachakor Zos Ki Hu Yodea Salumos Lev. Would not God search this out, for he knows the secrets of the heart. If any thought had entered our minds to deny our faith in Hashem, and a heretical thought has the status of a punishable deed, would not God have searched this out? The singer claims the excellence of the Jewish community, the great and the small, the important personalities and the good for nothings. All of them stand as one to keep aglow the coals of our faith, despite the many epochs of forced conversion that had befallen us. The Jewish people did not abandon its faith and lose its uniqueness. Accordingly, David says, if we had forgotten the name of our God or spread forth our hands to a strange God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. On the surface, some individual Jew may appear to be devoid of all mitzvahs, but deep within his heart glows the godly soul, sanctifying the name of Hashem. The following story took place sometime after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The Emperor Vespasian loaded three ships with the most notable people of Yerushalayim who were being taken back to Rome in disgrace. They rose up and declared, "Is it not enough that we angered Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash? Must we now anger him outside the Holy Land as well?" They confronted their wives, "Do you want to endure this? Do you want to suffer humiliation, Rome?" They responded their wife's firm cry of no by declaring, "Let us then cast ourselves into the sea, and we will marry the world to come." Immediately Hashem, blessed be He, enlightened their eyes, and they understood the verse. Hashem said, "I will bring them forth from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea." This is later on in the Pasuk in Tehillim. "I will bring back from Bashan, from between the lion's teeth. I will bring back from the depths of the sea," literally. A first group rose up and said, "If we had forgotten the name of Hashem or spread forth our hands to a strange God," and they cast themselves into the sea. A second group rose up and said, "For your sake are we killed all day," and they cast themselves into the sea. A third group rose up and said, "Would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart," and they cast themselves into the sea. The Holy Spirit was heard to whisper, "For these I weep." It's a pasuk that's found in Megillus Eicha. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23, "Ki olecha haragnu kol hayom, nechshavnu ketzom tivcha." But for your sake we are killed all day. We are considered as sheep for the slaughter. You are the trusted witnesses that willingly we are killed for your sake all day. Willingly we are considered, we consider ourselves, we deliver ourselves as sheep for the slaughter, though we are superior to our slaughterers. Our sages declare, "But for your sake we are killed all day." This is the heroic mother who allowed herself to be killed together with the seven sons, rather than bow down to the idol. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "This is circumcision which takes place on the eighth day after birth." Rashi explains that the father submits his son to be circumcised, despite the fact that at times there is danger to life. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchok says, "These are the Torah scholars who, by their strenuous studies, sacrificed their lives for the sake of Torah knowledge. Thus Reish Lakish declared, the words of the Torah do not endure except in one who kills himself for their sake. As the Pasuk says, this is the Torah. When a man dies in the tent, the Pasuk is found in Chumash Bamidbar, in the tent of Torah study. We will continue, Mitzvah Shem, in our next shir.